Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and rock god Rick Maxa.
Welcome back to hour number two of Let's Talk Hookup. We are having a great time. Pete is live in beautiful Loreto, Mexico and Baja California, sir. Having a great show with the Sport Fishing Association of California, Ken and Kenny and Gary Graham, Lori, a host of great guests down there. And we are talking about so much great fishing and so much great fun. If you want to join us, it has been a very, very busy morning on the phones. There's two ways that you can reach us. First is with our local line. That number is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or you can call us toll-free. That toll-free line is 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. And, man, are we giving away some amazing opportunities to go visit beautiful Loreto, as Pete heard, in multiple ways if you want to get in on some of those great trips. Again, you can give us a call on our phone lines. And don't forget, Pete was so gracious that knowing that the phone lines are going to be very busy, there's other opportunities for you to get through. And first is with our Twitter. If you want to follow us on Twitter at Fishing Voice. Again, at Fishing Voice on Twitter. We're going to randomly select one of our Twitter followers who's going to win another one of those great trips, as well as signing up for our email blast. And just go onto our website, hookup1090.com. Jump on our website. Go on, click the link to join our email blast. And one of our email followers is also going to win one of those fantastic trips down to Loreto, including the great stays in the beautiful Loreto, fishing packages, round trip airfare. It's going to be a fantastic opportunity. And with that, it's time to find out what's going on out there. It's time for our catch report. Today, the catch report is sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and that's why they're known as the Fish Pros. And once you try them, you'll be hooked. They'll fillet and vacuum pack your fish all to your specs, as well as offer the best in smoked fish, jerky, and their famous tuna burger. Check fishermansprocessing.com for more details, or you can see them when your trip returns to the San Diego Landings. And let's start off our catch report with our fishdope.com reporter, the man, Captain Mark Wish, our private boater buddy from Pacific Edge. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Ricky, Pete, guests. Well, guys, it's been a very interesting week offshore here, definitely getting better and better, and in a big way. I'll get to that in just a minute here. But at the islands, overall, a little bit slower. No SBI reports this week. We didn't make it up there over the weekend there. Too much weather for us. At Catalina, squid's still around, getting a little tougher to make, though. It's getting toward that time of year. Still some big yellows on the backside bait grounds. You know, my friend Jamie from Seasons just sent me a picture here just a few minutes ago. Just a tanker they got yesterday there. Just a beauty. But there's been a sprinkle of that big yellow and a handful of sea bass. Sea bass are mostly backside west and are mostly good grade there, so fish your heavy tackle, guys. At San Clemente Island, good sign of both yellows and sea bass spread out. Mostly on the back there, it's been a better fish. And the bait grounds kind of in the middle of the back there around Eel Point and up towards the west outside the dunes. Bad news is, unfortunately, that seal situation is just out of control over there. There's no problem hooking fish, but, man, it's just tough to land them. Kind of unfortunate situation, obviously. And there's also a little bit of bait on the front side there. Gold Bluff to White Rock's a good area to keep an eye on there. Offshore, this is where it's really getting interesting, guys. Conditions are changing very rapidly. The area of tuna fish of both yellowfin tuna and bluefin tuna is spreading out and looking very similar to what we've seen the last couple years, which is good news because those were good years, obviously. School's seen as far up as a 289, and then southeast from there, kind of across the 43 corner, 182 zone, and then on down outside the 302 and all the way down outside the 371 and down below to the upper hidden there. It's a huge area of fish, and starting to bite a little bit better. You know, it's been showing for a bit, but they're starting to get on the chew a little bit. There's been fish from foamers on a surface iron and poppers. There's long guys are getting them on long soaks on sardines, dropping deep with flat ball type jigs, and then some real trophies are biting the yummy skipped under the kite there. There's been at least three this week that I know of, probably more, but I know of three over 200 and quite a bit between 100 and 200. It's nice weather, lots of fish, and it definitely time to go fishing, guys.
Oh, man, what a great report, Mark. Certainly boating very well for our season to come and a great opportunity. And, you know, that fish spread is such a great sign like you talked about. And, you know, one of the nice things about having a service like a fishdope.com is, you know, you report to Danny all the time, and Danny keeps such great track of exactly putting guys on where all that fish is biting. So wherever your zone is, from L.A. down to San Diego and everything in between, he's going to keep you on the fish. And fishdope.com is very easy. And if you want to sign up for Fishdope and save some money on a new subscription, you're going to get a discount if you just punch in the code HOOKUPNOW. Again, HOOKUPNOW, all lowercase, no space, going to save you $20 off of a new membership. And Mark, great report. Thanks for putting all that great information together. How do we find you if we want to keep in touch with everything going on at Pacific Edge?
Ricky, we're in Huntington Beach on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. Phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. Website is PacificEdgeTackle.com. And we're taking the boat down. In fact, Mike's running it down right now. We're going to be fishing in your backyard for the next month or two, Ricky.
Call us up, buddy. We look forward to having you down here. Great report, Mark. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
You got it. We'll see you.
All right. Thanks a lot for that. Now let's jump over to Seaforth Sport Fishing and talk to our buddy, Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at Seaforth?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Doing fantastic. Had a great time fishing over at Seaforth with all the boys on the San Diego, three-quarter day fishing with Captain Ryan Boston, and seeing all you guys in the office there. Always great stuff going on in the mornings there at Seaforth.
Yeah, and unfortunately, you know, we didn't get you the 178-pounder there, but, you know, they're having their shots of the fish on the San Diego there, so catching some bluefin, yellowfin, occasionally here and there, a little bit of yellowtail, some bonita in the mix. So decent fishing. Like I said, a lot of these fish have been bigger ones, so it makes it a little tough on the numbers, but good chance to get a trophy fish. Like you said, you know, catching a 100-plus pounder on a three-quarter day is something we probably wouldn't have been talking about 5, 10 years ago, so that's always nice.
Awesome.
It's great. You know, it's getting people out here, getting them fishing, and hopefully at some point here we'll get into a little more variety of fish, but like I said, if you want a shot at a big one, now's a chance. A little bit finicky on there from what I understand, so a little bit lighter line is the key now, but if you have it, definitely bring that heavier gear in case you do get into some of those big fish there. The half-day trips, mostly rockfish early in the week. You started to see some improvements in the water conditions there, started looking around for some bass. A little tough going until yesterday. Actually, he had some luck yesterday in the afternoon. Caught 5 calico bass, released 45, and then also put 12 yellowtail on the boat.
Nice.
Been chasing those a few days there, and they finally decided to bite. So definitely worth checking that out there on the half-day. Had a twilight trip go out last night, caught some calico bass, some sand bass, some rockfish there. So check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Our half days and our three-quarter days are up there. Have our one days, starting to see some day-and-a-half trips pop in the count there, and they're very similar to three-quarter days, seeing some bluefin on there. And actually, the Pacific Voyager, on one of their longer charters, did have a 200-pound-plus bluefin, so that was something nice to see. It wasn't on a three-quarter day, but it's still a pretty big fish to catch there. So good fishing all around, seaforthlanding.com. You can make reservations straight on there. You can give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383, or you can come down and visit us in person. And I have to tell you, Rick, Johnny Mighty came out of his office the other day and said, boy, those Rock Cod Rick burritos are actually really good.
He
actually came out and said, I haven't had one of those in a while. Those are really good. So come down and have one of those and get some fishing in.
Couldn't agree with you more, Marcos. Well, I had a great time. Great time fishing with all you boys down there, and certainly some great fishing opportunities. And with a great week of weather we have coming this week, it should be a really, really good one. Marcos, great report. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Talk to you then, guys.
All right. And Pete, I know you got the man,
here
Rick Jensen, standing by.
Yes, indeed. Rick Jensen from Sport Fishing Financial is right here in our remote studio overlooking. What do you think of this spot, Rick?
You know, there's really nothing more tranquil than sitting here in Laredo this morning. You know, I'm looking out into the bay while the show's going on. We've got breaking bait that gets your attention. The gentleman just paddled out here or snorkeled out off the beach. He's within 80 yards of us looking for some clams for the dinner tonight, it looks like, with bait breaking around him.
Wow.
My family's here. It's my daughter's birthday today. We had a great
happy
dinner.
Birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
She enjoyed a great dinner last night with family treatment at Mi Laredo. Really small place, but lots of regional foods there. And
saw your Facebook post with the big sombrero on. Yeah, that was really fun.
Yeah.
What a fun time for her.
Well, we checked the fishing a bit on our way down here, and San Quintin continues to be a little cold and slow. We had some breakfast there and made our way from there. No word from Bay of L.A., but we're going to stop there on the way back home and do some Cabrillo fishing. We stayed for a couple of days in Bahia Concepcion, where we had beautiful weather right on the shore there of the bay, and it's full of bait, roosters roaming all over the place. Got a report from Jeff at Cedros, and he says that the big calicos up to 8 pounds have been biting. over at Benito's, they had a yellowtail up to 30 pounds, and even a spearfisherman took a 50-pound yellow over there.
Wow.
So that was exciting. Let's see, we're swinging by Mag Bay a little later here, where it seems like the water is a little cooler than normal, even cooling further, but it has a lot of bait there, and we're expecting to see good things as that materializes with the offshore fish moving in. And we heard your fishing here was great, and we're looking forward to seeing what happens at East Cape in the upcoming days.
Indeed. Jumping in your F-150 Ford truck and with the whole family and headed south.
And we're going to, my son's putting the ice on the beer now, so we'll have a nice, peaceful ride down.
Okay, very good. Well, Rick, I know Sport Fishing Financial, you help a lot of our listeners, a lot of people out there realize their dreams of coming to a beautiful place here like Loreto. I know Ken is looking at property here already. He says, okay, this is where I want to be. This is where I want to come. And that's the kind of things that you can help people do. So.
Absolutely. We've got friends who've kept boats here and own some properties and have storage here. And if you count your P's and Q's, you can figure it out and make it part of your retirement lifestyle. I know I'd like to.
Yeah, for sure. All right. How do we find you at Sport Fishing Financial?
Sportfishingfinancial.com or 949-481-1807.
All right.
All right.
And
well, hey.
Thanks to all the nice people here and the support here. This is a great show and good times here in Loreto.
For sure. Indeed.
Rick? All right, guys. Well, certainly some great information there, great reports, and look forward to that. And hey, we had a little update from Captain Buzz of the Prowler letting us know that they're having very good weather, very flat calm. There's been some very good fishing the last couple of days, and tonight they have a very light load, and the Prowler is a definite go. So if you want to get in on that local bluefin action that you heard our FishDope.com reporters and you heard Marcos talking about there as well, if you want to get in on that on a nice light load, there's an opportunity aboard the Prowler at a Fisherman's Landing. And Buzz was checking us in and letting us know, and that's going to wrap up our Catch Report, which again today, sponsored in part by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook that sets the standard. Whether you're using live bait or frozen, it's the most important point to remember when rigging a squid is to use that Gamakatsu Octopus 4X hook. Nothing penetrates deeper or holds tighter. And while it's true that every captain has his own tricks on how to rig a squid, there's no question on which hook to use. Gamakatsu Octopus hooks, you can get them at your favorite tackle store. All right, and we're going to jump into the phones here, and phones are definitely packed up. Why don't we talk to Chris? Chris is a first-time caller calling us out of Fountain Valley. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, guys. Just wanted to find out a little bit about driving down to Mexico, how the roads are down there.
Excellent. Well, we're waiting for so, guys, we got a question on how the roads are down driving down to Loreto.
Rick, you just...
All right. Well, it looks like while we're waiting for those guys to get reconnected to us here, we'll get back on there. But I know that there's a great opportunity, and as we heard at the beginning of the show, you know, roads have improved. The entire roadway in all of Southern Baja has improved quite a bit, and I'm sure once we get Rick Jensen back in line there, he'll be able to fill us in. But, Chris, we appreciate the phone call. Certainly eligible for those awesome opportunities to get to go fishing in beautiful Loreto. Again, giving away three trips, and you're eligible for that fantastic trip down to the La Misión. So, again, Pete, we had a question from Chris there about driving to Loreto. All right, looks like we're dropping those guys there. But again, you're going to be eligible for that great trip. So let's grab another call, and how about this time we talk to D, calling us from Laguna Beach. D, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Great talking to you guys, Rick and Pete. Yeah, couple questions. I just wonder, what year was Loreto founded? Who was the founder, and how did the name Loreto come into existence?
Awesome. Well, certainly some great questions. Deanna, we're trying to get the guys dialed back up right now, and I'm sure they will be here in just a quick sec. So we'll get those we'll get the guys up here real fast and see if we can get all those questions for you. Kind of a history of Loreto.
The history of Loreto. Because anybody have a history? Okay, very good. Yeah.
What year?
Kind of the history of
and the name.
Yeah, Loreto.
All right, sounds like the guys dropped there. So what we're going to do is take a real quick break. We'll give an opportunity for the guys to get dialed back up and finish the second half of the show. But lots of great Let's Talk Hookups still coming your way. You stay tuned. Again, if you want to get through, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. When we come back, we got more of your phone calls, more great information. We're live from Loreto. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
The Longfin in Orange, Southern California's premier fishing superstore, is having a big event. It's Shimano Day, Saturday, June 10th. This is a tackle sale not to be missed. The Longfin will have Shimano Power Pro and G Loomis all on sale for this one day only at incredible prices. Shimano Pro staffers will be under the tents in the Longfin parking lot to show you the latest from Shimano, G Loomis, and Power Pro. Inside the Longfin, there is a Shimano store within the store with special offers available on Shimano rods and reels, G Loomis rods, and Power Pro line for this one day only. Plus, every rod and reel, every lure, every tackle bag, every item of clothing will be on sale Saturday, June 10th only. Plus, get one free reel service with minimum purchase and win great stuff in a huge raffle. This is the event anglers wait all year for. Shimano Day at the Longfin, Saturday, June 10th, starting at 7 and open till 7 at the Longfin, 2730 East Chapman, just off the 55 freeway in Orange. For directions or more information, check out the website at thelongfin.com.
Fishing is a lifestyle for many of us, and what you wear on your feet is a big part of that. So I like to live aloha and wear Olokai premium footwear. Every pair is created with the Hawaiian culture and heritage in mind, plus unique details and features. Olokai sandals are the best I've ever worn because they're based on the feeling of your bare foot in wet sand for natural heel cup and arch support. Nothing could be more comfortable and good for your feet. Olokai makes footwear for any time of day or night. My favorite Olokai sandals are the Ohana. Water resistant and great for the beach or the boat. Olokai is always coming out with great new styles too, like the Nohea Moku that features a no-tie bungee lace with patented drop-in heel that lets you slide right in. And the Razor Sip bottom delivers plenty of traction on the boat deck. Share your aloha with the Olokai crew by following them on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Olokai and tagging your photos with hashtag AnywhereAloha. Olokai footwear is now available at Fisherman's Landing Tackle, Dana Landing, and other fine tackle stores or olokai.com.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup live in Loretto. Good morning, Pete.
Hey, we're back on a new line here, Rick. We have an expert here. Thank you very much here in the port captain's office, along with Rick, helping Rick and connected us up to a better line here. Now, Rick Jensen going to give us the road conditions to answer that caller previously.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah, the road conditions were great. There's a couple sections to be aware of, but the beauty from coast to coast and the desert scenery along the way, our whole family was there, and we enjoyed the drive here. We've got another six-hour drive ahead, so I think the road conditions will be fine there. There's definitely a section near Catavina between there and Bay of L.A. that's notorious for big potholes, so that's one area to be aware of. And I think there's always the option, and it sounds like Gary's going to take the option next week of heading up.
Of driving. So how, if you, of course, you can fly here an hour and a half from Los Angeles or Tijuana. How long is the drive?
To here, it's about 14 to 15 hours,
okay.
Maybe 16 hours.
All right, so
not too bad.
Yeah.
There's great stopovers along the way, and I really recommend driving at night. The roads are narrow, and
yeah.
You get your good 12 hours of driving in. And
there you go. You can be almost here, right? Yeah. All right, great, Rick. Thanks a lot for that. All right, Ken, we have another introduction here. We have such a great panel today.
I do. The director of the Port of Laredo, Alvaro Murillo, is here, and welcome, sir.
Thank you for having us in your office, first of all. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Estamos muy agradecidos, muy contentos de que estén en nuestras instalaciones. Bienvenidos a Loreto.
Just saying welcome to Loreto. We're very happy to share our offices with you.
Yeah, and you have beautiful offices. This is a new port. Yeah. It's a new office for you.
Sí, es una nueva oficina.
Yeah,
it's a new office. It just got remodeled.
Your job as port captain here in Loreto is what do you oversee? What's going on?
La administración portuaria es la responsable de, como lo dice el mismo nombre, de administrar aquí el puerto. Nosotros recibimos a los cruceros en la temporada de cruceros.
Indeed, our job is to administrate the port. We welcome all cruise ships, for example. He was sharing with me that they have 7 cruise ships every year, Situ, and they're scheduling 8 for the following year. Each cruise ship brings between 2,000 and 3,000 people.
Y estamos también trabajando con la Secretaría de Turismo del Estado para mejorar todas las instalaciones del puerto para recibir a los turistas.
And they're the ones working straight directly with the tourism secretary, secretary of tourism, to invest in like the Malecon, the boardwalk, the installations and infrastructure of the whole port to just welcome those tourists.
Wow, very good, big job. What time of the year do the cruise boats come?
Inician en el mes de septiembre y ahorita en mayo finalizó, llegó el último crucero.
Yeah, it's from September to May, so the last cruise ship just left.
Okay.
Comentarles que Loreto es uno de los destinos que están eligiendo los cruceros para quedarse a pernoctar aquí.
So Loreto is one of the destinations that cruise ships like to spend the night at.
Oh, very nice. I can understand why.
That's a good thing to look on the itinerary. Then. Yeah. If Laredo's listed, that's an A trip.
Yeah, no kidding. All right. Well, go ahead.
Les manda la más cordial de las bienvenidas y les agradece mucho nuestro gobernador, licenciado Carlos Mendoza Davis. Está muy contento de que estén este día aquí y dice que estamos a la orden.
So he's speaking on behalf of the governor of Baja South, Carlos
Mendoza
Davis. So the governor knows that we're here, and he is very grateful. He's listening. He is, being thankful for the opportunity to promote Loreto to California and the states.
Perfect. Very good. Thank you very much for the hospitality. We very much appreciate this beautiful office and a beautiful place to do the broadcast. I'll just stay here. Is that okay? Yeah,
me too.
All right, can we have another great guest here in our office here that the port captain is sharing with us?
Yeah. So Carlos Velasco from the Villas del Palma Resort, welcome.
Hey, welcome, guys. How you doing? All right.
Great.
Excellent. You know, well, first of all, I would like to say thank you for the opportunity, you know, to be here, especially with these fine people around. I mean, we are just promoting one of the tournaments, of course, of Loreto and Santa Fe, you know, tournament 2017, second edition. But more to say that, guys, we're just not promoting that. We're just promoting, you know, the whole beautiful place of Loreto. What a magical place. In say magic, you know, I'm saying too, you can see, imagine, just give you a little picture of it. It's Sedona, Palm Springs with Sio Cortez mix.
Yep. Where? Yes.
Just
yes.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Now it's sprinkled with islands.
Yes.
So that makes a very, very likable place. Of course, people need to be here for the many reasons. It's not really just to look at it in online or just look and scroll on Google or whatever. It's to be here, live it, and believe it. And the place offers a lot of opportunities. We know Villa del Palma, the LS Loreto, one of the resorts, of course, as well. Loreto has so many options. We can offer you from, they were saying before, of course, paddleboarding, kayak, scuba diving, you are in the aquarium of the planet. I mean, if something is worthwhile. And of course, we're just going to give, you know, very good prizes. We just, it's for the fun of it. You can bring your family. It's an amazing place that you can enjoy, not only for the fishing tournament, but just bring the family, you know, bring your fishing rods, you know, and enjoy, of course, a great tournament. Our main target is going to be, of course, Dorado. If it looks, you know, the fishing reports is going to be a pretty, pretty good season. We've been talking to everybody around and then giving a very promising, you know, actually forecasting on that one.
Carlos, we're giving away that great trip to Puerto Escondido, to Villa del Palmar. Dorado tournament is July 27th through 29th. If one of our email list people is going to come and visit you for that tournament, but if somebody wants to participate, it's open to the public. They can participate, right? How does that happen?
Basically, you guys can just log into our, you know, page, which is tournament.danzanteinnovate.com. And you can just log in. You can see our pages. We have the rules. We got everything. Fortunately for us, we have a lot of sponsorship, especially for March. You know, it's been with us. You know, Cepeda as well is going to be in sponsoring this tournament. And, of course, you can log in to our web page. Of course, you can go through Loreto and scroll in, and you will find us right away. As well, I would like to say that Formaris also has it on his pages, so you can guys go to the fishing departments of Mexico. As well, through you guys, you know, you give us a chance, and of course, to promote it. And it's open for the public, you know, which is basically, you got inscription for anglers, as you know, and we have many good prizes. We have 9 direct passes to the Dos Mares, of course, championship. You got to be there. And that's, you know, because of Formar as well. And all, you know, we have besides jackpots, you know, as usual. But I think the anglers would like to not only go for fishing and have fun. It's also to have a great tournament, a great, you know, friendship around, and have a ball, you know, have a very good place.
Villa del Palmar is about 40 miles south of Loreto?
That's correct. You know, just 40 miles south, you know, it's pretty easy to get there. We got shuttles that can take you there, of course, you know, transport.
Pick you up at the airport.
Yeah, airport from town, you know, we got many ways to just get there, you know. It's a very beautiful place, seat out there. And, of course, you got a lot of amenities inside, you know, with a gorgeous resort as well.
The golf course looks incredible.
The golf course is top of the line. We got a very, very great invite for Mr. Reese Jones, which is the doctor's ATP, you know, golf courses. And to be honest, it was a challenge. They really loved it. It normally doesn't come pretty often, but these guys say, you know, you got to come and see this place. Mm-hmm. We got a signature hole, which is number 17. And it's inviting you right now. Even though we have a soft opening with 11 holes, you guys can come and play back 9, 8. I mean, enjoy the place now. It's really a beautiful place to be at. And, of course, enjoy the new golf course on Santa Bay.
Fantastic. Ken?
I just wanted to add, we have a link on the SAC website with all the information, how to register, and a link straight to the Villa del Palmar Hotel and the Downtown Tibet Tournament. So just in case you were not able to write all that down, just visit the SAC website. It's right there on the homepage.
Okay.
Yeah, Pete, I want to mention on the SAC website now, our associate members, we've tried to locate hotels, marinas, and facilities in each one of these ports that we do the show at, so that basically our listeners can go to the SAC website now and get all the contact information on planning their trips.
Yeah, fantastic. It's a great opportunity. Thank you very much, Carlos. I'm looking forward to visiting the resort. Everybody I've talked to this place is just incredible. You are not going to believe this. And what you said about the mountains of Loreto, I think that's one of the things that makes this place so special, is you sit out on the water like we were yesterday with Arturo, and you look back at the backdrop of the beautiful mountains here. That's all part of what Loreto's all about, this incredible scenery, 360 degrees, right?
It's totally, you know, an amazing place. Just as you said, sit out there, watch the islands behind you, and then watch these gigantic mountains. It's just dazzling. You have to be here.
Yes.
As I say, it's come here, leave it to believe it, because people just sit down, hey, come on, bring on your family, bring on all your equipment, your rides. We know, we facilitate that for you. We cater you guys. We'll help you. We wait for you with open arms, basically.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much for that. We'll definitely want to come down and visit for sure. And
thank you so much.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, I want to mention, too, you know, people have asked about how I win this trip to Villa del Palmar. We're going to be giving it away to one of our email list lads. You have time. We're going to select the winner probably beginning of the week. So take today and tomorrow to sign up on our email, and we're going to randomly pick somebody to win this great trip to Villa del Palmar, courtesy of Villa del Palmar and Sport Fishing Association. And, of course, on the Twitter, of course, we're going to select that. You can follow us on Twitter, at Fishing Voice, on the top page of our website, letstalkhookup.com. You'll see some links to all of our social media. You can link to our Twitter account right there on the top by clicking the little Twitter handle there on the top page of our homepage, letstalkhookup.com. Kenya?
Yep, you mentioned it all. We're happy to be part of the sponsorship. We're securing one spot, one team to the Don Santa Bay tournament. And, of course, two lucky winners will be able to bring a guest and go straight to the finale. There is no other way to get to that finale, so feel yourself really,
yeah,
very
this,
lucky.
This is the tournament, the Cereal del Mar, because it's a championship, right?
Indeed. So every other participant would have had to participate
to qualify.
In the previous tournaments and qualify, except, of course, for the ones that come from the July tournament, which will also get a direct registration to the finale.
Yeah. Carlos?
We also have one announce. You know, we also have a very special jackpot, you know, during the tournament. We're going to do a simultaneously, obviously, shootout, you know, from Loreto. We want to also produce it. We're going to scale, of course, in weight, you know. You catch, you know, at Puerto Escondido as a base, obviously, with Enrique. And we want to say the Beesby also is giving us a very also courtesy pass, obviously, for the Beesby tournament, Alta Vista, or Cabo Offshore.
Wow. Yeah,
that's part of our jackpots and prizes.
That's incredible.
I don't want to reveal a lot of, you know, prizes that we're going to have, so we're going to have a lot of fun there.
Oh, it sounds like a lot of fun for sure. Hey, Bart Hall is on the line. Good morning, Bart.
Good morning, Pete. Thanks for taking my call. I know you're busy. It sounds great.
Thank you.
But I remember the first vacation my wife and I ever took, and we've been married for many years before we took a vacation, my father arranged for us to go to Loreto. And although I don't remember a lot of the details, I'll tell you this. I remember the beauty of the area. I remember walking everywhere. I remember having a great day of fishing. But mostly I remember how special the people were. And you jogged my memory today for that. And I wanted to thank you for that. And I wanted to thank the people of Loreto for giving you those memories. So that's all I wanted to call for.
Akbar, does it make you want to come back now?
Absolutely. You've got to be jammed. Plus, I got a golf course. How can I
say that? Well, this golf course, I don't know if you've seen pictures. It's absolutely fantastic. And the other thing, I know you're a foodie guy, too. How about the food events that they have? Maybe we'll just have to come down and play golf and do some food events.
I might have to have a climb or two.
Okay, very good. That sounds great. Well, nice to hear from you, Bart. Bart, of course, at the Fred Hall shows, many of the Loreto people do have booths there at the Fred Hall Long Beach show. I know, right, Bart?
We miss you.
Yes, over the years.
Yeah, we miss you.
Many over the years. Yeah. And
indeed.
You got me all excited to go back. I'm going back.
Okay, that's our job. That's why we're here. Thanks, Bart. And believe me, you would not be disappointed in what you see here in Loreto today compared to the last time you were here. It is the best thing got even better. That's the best way I can put it for sure. And thanks a lot for the call. Let's go ahead and jump into another patient caller there, Rick. I know the phones have been packed all morning. We have some very patient people waiting for us.
You got it, guys. How about this time we talk to Ray? He's calling us from Santa Ana this morning. Good morning, Ray. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Good morning. No problem. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good morning, Ray.
Hey, listen, I would love to take my family down to Loreto. We've been talking about going down to Baja. A lot of their friends, my kids' friends, go down there. And I was just wondering, can you guys give me a range, a ballpark figure on how much it might cost for a family of four, two adults and two kids, about 10 and 12?
Maybe talk about at the La Mission, the rates at the La Mission, and then maybe Arturo can talk about sport fishing. So, Arturo, sport fishing...
there you go.
For a day of sport fishing, how much does it cost to go for a day of sport fishing?
Well, the cost, it's $100 person, more or less.
Very cheap.
Yes, very good price.
Yeah, very
and,
good price.
I want to tell about Loreto Town. You know, we have very good service. I mean, we have a couple cooperativas right here in the lighthouse, and like me, I'm in the business for over 3 years, and average price $100.
Wow, and I know there's many beautiful hotels in Loreto, but the place that we are staying, Maria, is the general manager. What is the approximate cost for a room per night at the Mission?
Well, it really varies depending on the season.
Yeah.
Through this season, we have a special package that includes 3 nights and 4 days stay with food included. And it is about $125 per day.
Per person?
Yeah.
Wow. And that's double occupancy?
Yes.
That includes the food?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow. So
the rooms
so
are amazing.
Super special.
So that's how many days?
Three nights and four days,
including all your food.
Yes.
For $250 a couple.
Yes.
Come on.
That's
are you kidding
crazy.
Me?
Probably the whole
yes.
package. Probably the whole package is costing about $1,800 for the whole family.
Bring a family of four down.
Yeah.
Fishing, hotel, airfare,
everything.
I can tell you on. The airline tickets, Kenya, were like $120, $110 each way, something like that.
Yeah, depending on how much anticipation you buy them, it's between $120, $150 round trip straight from TJ. You can take that CBX bridge right across, so it makes
right.
it quite easy. It's an hour and 45 minutes.
And then if you're in Los Angeles,
LAX
on Alaska?
Probably, I think that was a bit more pricey, but because I bought it last minute, it was
sure.
around $300
round trip.
But it's straight from LAX. They have a flight in and back every day, which is very convenient.
So, yeah, like you say, like $1,000 for a whole family to
yeah.
come fishing, hotel,
$1,500.
Yeah.
You can do it.
The whole thing.
And live the experience of your life.
Yeah. And I know if you go to one of the beautiful restaurants in town, it's, I mean, very, very inexpensive.
Yeah, about $10 per person.
This is old Mexico. This is the
exactly.
real Mexico. This
yeah,
is not.
That's
this
right.
is not not the tourist zone. It's this is the original Mexico that we all love and it's very, very safe. You can walk the streets at night. People are very, very friendly. And I highly recommend you bring your family down.
The magical thing is the older people in Loreto loves Loreto.
Ah.
And that's how we keep it for shared.
Yes, keep it this way. Yes.
We
good.
Promise.
Yeah, thank you.
We are only 320 years keeping it.
Yeah, it's good. That's good. Lori Patella from the American Angler came down with us. And your reflections on coming down here. I know you probably don't want to go fishing, but maybe come down and just hang out, right?
Well, just to go back to what Felipe said, I mean, you could spend one day at Disneyland with your family for $1,000 or a week in Laredo with your entire family doing everything under the sun. I know what I would pick.
Yeah, for sure.
It has been amazing. It's just been here for my regret is having to leave this afternoon.
Yeah, that's too short, Lori. The American Angler comes in and you have to do it.
All the food last night.
Yes.
Gracias.
Yeah. Andres did really yeah, just put it out for us
he
there.
He did. Yeah.
Yeah.
The chacalapias were amazing. That's
yeah.
the first time.
Indeed. Let's try and sneak in another call, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Kevin? Kevin's calling us from Cyprus this morning. Hi, Kevin. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, Kevin.
Hey, so as I fish more and more and I'm looking to expand, you know, my fishing adventures, I've never fished in Baja. I was wondering, one, if you could recommend some resources for planning a trip to Baja. And number two, obviously I know you're in Laredo right now, but where would you recommend for planning a trip for a first timer down to Baja?
Well, for Loreto, the website was, again?
Go to Loreto.com.
And then you can plan your fishing,
yeah,
your
everything.
Hotel, pick the restaurants you
yeah,
want to go
activities,
to.
Restaurant
activities,
restaurants, and meals, yeah, everything. Everything is on the line.
Kayaking, horseback riding.
It all depends the season, but actually most of the activities, because the weather is only in winter time, it's a little bit windy, but the rest of the year, it's you can do all the activities.
Yeah.
So down there. Go down there.
Go
submit.
Go to Loreto.
Go to Loreto.com.
All right, Ken?
And I just want to mention, it is easy. The whole process is easy to get here. It's a hop, skip, and a jump from the airport over to the town, and then you're just playing.
Yep. That's there so you go. Cool. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. I know before we run out of time, Andreas, we want to talk to you one more time. Thank you for being such a gracious host here hanging out with us here. And the port captain, thank you for your gracious time, too. Loretto is kind of one of those secrets we're going to let out here for our anglers and our listeners here. That's the whole idea of this, is to bring more people to Loretto and experience this amazing place.
Perfecto. Gracias, Pete. De verdad. El poder hacer posible que esta transmisión del programa de radio tan importante para California y hoy para nosotros en Baja California Sur.
Thank you so much, Pete, for being here. It's a big opportunity for us to have this radio show be broadcasted from Loretto, and it's a big promotion for Baja California Sur.
Se puede llevar a cabo desde aquí, desde Loretto. Sabemos del gran esfuerzo que se ha hecho.
We know the big effort that it takes to come here and do all this.
Indeed, thank you, and thank you for watching out for all the fisheries of Baja California Sur. Keep it safe and good and great fishing here, and I know that's your job.
Yeah, I want to mention also, this was Andrea's idea to have SAC, Andrea's, and Let's Talk Hook up here in Loretto. So, Andreas, thank you for your leadership.
Al contrario, gracias a ustedes que están haciendo posible de verdad, a nombre del gobernador de Baja California Sur, de la gente que vive aquí, gente buena, gente trabajadora, que los espera con los brazos abiertos a todos los turistas que deseen visitar Baja California Sur y Loretto, Baja California Sur.
On behalf of the local government and CEPESCA, of course, we welcome you with open arms to you and every tourist, and we are very thankful for the visit from Lester Hookup. He's talking on behalf of course, Carlos Mendoza, the governor. Another thing that he just handed me over is just to just remind you that you can also buy a sport fishing license on the Baja Sur website, which we'll be linking on in the future, the SAC website as well. And just to let you know that every proceeding coming from that website is, you know, it helps on the supervision and the maintenance of the area and all the boats that you see that are conducting inspections and keeping everything safe. You know, it's important for them to have those resources.
It benefits you. You buy the license on the Baja Sur website, or like here at the office here in Loretto, if you buy a license, the money stay here and benefit
in
the program.
State. Yes, correct.
Yeah, okay, that's good information. Hey, Rick, time for a last break, and come and wrap things up and pick a winner.
You got it. And again, we want to thank everybody for all their very patient phone calls. Great show this morning, and when we come back, we're going to be picking that winner. And again, lots of people stayed on the line. All of you guys are going to be eligible to win that great trip. We got more Let's Talk Hookup live from Loretto coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Same time. Boating season is heating up with Yamaha Outboard's Season of Savings sales event. For a limited time, purchase an eligible select new 2.5 to 175 horsepower four-stroke outboard and receive up to $750 in dealer credit. That's right, up to $750 in dealer credit with eligible outboards. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Offer ends June 16, 2017. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha Outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
I got a garage full of fishing tackle, and every time I get out on the water, I realize I forgot something important. But I never forget my life jacket. I make sure my buddies wear theirs, too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
38 years ago, my parents started Fastlane Sailing Center. They sold catamarans because they wanted to do what they loved and sell what they loved to do. They wanted to share their passion with others. Share the stoke. I'm Hayden Lane, and over the last three decades, my parents have shared that passion with thousands of people, my brother, sister, and I among them. We grew up right there at the shop in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay, sailing on the bay, fishing off the docks, and later off the Hobie Mirage kayaks. We grew up surrounded by the water. Our shop was filled with tools that Hobie and other brands have made to enjoy on the water. And I use them all. I mean all of them. Wouldn't you? So when you come into the shop, you're not going to hear a salesperson trying to convince you to buy something. You're going to hear us bragging about how much fun we have on these toys and telling you to do the same. We test every product out there. and we only sell the best because we want to use the best. So check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or get on down to the shop in Dana Landing and find your next adventure.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
No matter the fishing conditions, count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material to help you catch more fish. Fluoro Premier has a smaller diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. When bites are tough, tie on Fluoro Premier. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And new Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions, giving you a little more visibility for better line control. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mighty 1090. Pete!
You pick a winner there, Rick,
yeah,
for the trip?
The drum roll.
Yeah.
I believe it. Phone lines were absolutely...
This is from the callers, right?
Yeah, this is from our callers. Phone lines were absolutely packed. And again, everybody that stayed on hold trying to make it in was all eligible. And the big winner today, going to the beautiful Loretto, staying at the La Mission, 2 days of charter boat fishing, round trip flights, and tournament entry, going to Ray in Santa Ana. Ray, congratulations. You are going to have such a great time in Loretto.
Hey, you're going
to
love it. Well, I know. Yeah, congratulations. And I know the Sport Fishing Association people will be in touch with you about arranging the trip. The trip is August 12th. Tournament's August 12th and 13th for Serial dos Mares. Going to be a great time. And we will let you know from our Twitter followers. You still have time to get in there. Or our email list on the other, the Villa del Palmar, and, of course, the other trip to the Serial dos Mares tournament. Want to thank some great people of Villa del Palmar, beautiful resort just south of Loreto here, Wild Loreto, which is going to be helping the sport fishing, La Mission Hotel, a beautiful, beautiful place. Can't wait to go back there. Want to, of course, thank my friend Arturo for all his hospitality here, and, of course, Andreas and Cepesca. Fantastic, Andreas. Just a wonderful opportunity to come down here and be with you guys.
No, al contrario. Muchas gracias. Y como último comentario, quiero decir de verdad que gracias por la oportunidad de estar aquí en Loreto. Gracias, Pete, por hacer posible esta transmisión de radio. Sabemos lo que es que ustedes estén acá. Esperemos que no sea la única vez que estén en Loreto. Van a recibir muchas invitaciones nuestras para seguir aquí en Loreto.
He's telling me that, of course, thank you again, but he hopes that this is not the last and only visit from SAC and the radio show. This is our house. This is a big opportunity for the locals to, of course, bring more people over. And he was also telling me to congratulate Let's Talk Hookup for the upcoming 40th anniversary. That's in September.
The 26th anniversary.
Oh, 26th.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's
26.
Okay. 40, I'm not that old yet.
I'm sorry.
Getting old, but not that old, right?
26.
Yeah,
26 years. He got excited over there.
Yeah, for sure. But thank you very much, Andres. And thank you all, too, everybody who participated today. Thank you. Yeah. Hey, I'll celebrate right here in Loreto. Yeah.
We'd love to.
And thank you, Kenya, for all your great support. And, of course, Lori from the American Angler and the Sport Fishing Association. Ken, I mean, that another fantastic event. And I'm telling you, every time we do one of these broadcasts in Mexico here, the hospitality just gets better and better, and it can't be better than this one for sure.
Absolutely, and thank you, Pete. Without you, we couldn't be doing this.
Well, thank you very much. And don't forget my partner Rick in the studio there, who had the opportunity to experience in Mazatlan last month, so that was really great. And I know we'll have to get Rick back to Loreto, too, because I know he really enjoyed doing that broadcast. And I want to thank, of course, our friend Rick Cutler from RC Productions. We couldn't do it without this amazing engineer, Rick. He somehow pulled a rabbit out of his hat on this one, and the rabbit was the golden one for sure.
Good
so
job,
thanks, Rick, for that. And, of course, Adam in the studio there at the Mighty 1090, want to thank them for doing everything. And, Rick,
great show here, but you're going to have a great show with yourself tomorrow as I head for Rancho Leonero on our tournament. I'll give you a report from the East Cape tomorrow morning, but go ahead and wrap things up here.
You got it, guys. Well, glad you had a great trip. It sounded fantastic. Certainly a great job there. And again, we appreciate you listening today. Great time on Let's Talk Hookup. Tomorrow morning, another great show. The beautiful Rosie Flowers from Cedro Sport Fishing. We're going to be talking calico bass, yellowtail, and lots of great acting from Cedro's. Hey, you stay tuned. We'll look forward to hearing you tomorrow morning right here on Let's Talk Hookup, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on the Mighty 1090.